Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Somebody on yet?
Welcome, everybody. Mordechai Polovsky here. Parshas Neso is on the agenda for tonight's topic. So just briefly, this Parsha has a lot in it. There's Birchos Kohanim, which is really what I wanted to focus on tonight. So there's just some halachos to just go over. Number one is, what happens if the Kohen who's going up to bench the people doesn't like them? So what happens? So the answer is that person should really step down. He should not be giving a blessing. What happens if the Kohen, doesn't like the people that he's blessing and the people don't like the Kohen who's blessing themselves? So clearly those people should exit the room beforehand, and the Kohen should just step down and not give the blessing. And the question is, why is that so? Why is it so stringent? The Mishnah Berurah brings down, because the Pasuk says that a Mevarach Sam Yisrael b'Ahava. It has to be with love. So that really teaches us that something really, perhaps even more fundamental, that when you give a blessing to somebody, you really should be giving it from Ahava. You shouldn't just simply be saying it. And surely, if someone is not an Oyed Yisrael, and he's giving a blessing, then clearly that's not a blessing. So that means that even if Bilam is giving a blessing, as we'll soon learn, we should really take it with a grain of salt, and we'll discuss that in the future parsha of Balak. But that is halacha l'maisa. The second question is, what happens if someone goes up to the Kohen and he says, before you give the blessing, just have me in mind, I need this person, I need that, I need this. So this person needs the refuah, that person needs the Yeshua, this person needs a parnasa, this person needs, some help. And the Kohen goes up there and he thinks to himself, my goodness, how am I going to remember it? But even if he is able to remember every single request, he might actually think that the blessing is being manifest because of him or by him. So it says the Pasuk, V'samu ha-shmi'a b'nei Yisrael v'ani'a v'arachim. Recognize that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on high. That you, Kohen, shouldn't think of yourself as too high and mighty, but rather you should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who actually delivers all of the blessings. But you have a service to perform, and that is to do Birkas Kohanim. So that's really a fundamental yesod. Now we go into the blessing itself, and we know that there are three phrases comprising 15 words, which has 60 letters. So maybe we go break this down. This all refers to primarily the regalim, right, the moadim. The moadim are Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. So what are we referring to? The three phrases or three sentences refer to the shalosh regalim. Right, and the 15 words in the psukim, right? Yivarechcha Hashem v'yishmerecha. That's three. Yar Hashem pana ve'lacha v'yichnecha. That's eight. Yisa Hashem pana ve'lacha v'yasim lecha shalom. Rounds out to 15. So if we take 15 and we sink it right into the moadim, right, you would get the breakdown of 7 for Pesach, 7 for Sukkot, and 1 for Shavuot. Again, the ideal is that we're talking about an individual lives in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So now we have to ask ourselves, how do we see that to be the case? What was this all playing itself? How does this all play itself out? So if we take 15 days of the regalim throughout the year, and we multiply it by the 24 hours that a person is observing those regalim, you end up with 360. And 360 is batul b'shishim. What's batul b'shishim? So we know that the pasuk says vayiki boshesh Moshe. Moshe was delayed by six hours. So because of a miscalculation, they all thought that Moshe wasn't going to return. So 6 times 60 is 360. So hence, the 360 represents the batul b'shishim. What does that mean, batul b'shishim? That means that even if Bilam later on wants to nullify the Jewish people's presence from being ola regel, right, as the pasuk says, the donkey says to Bilam, Lame kisi shalosh regalim. Doesn't say pamim, regalim. Why? Because Bilam in his mind actually perceived that he was going to replace the Jewish people when it comes to being ola regel. But he himself was injured by the donkey, by being slammed against the mountainside. So he himself was exempt, right? As we all know that if you have a mum, right, then you're exempt from being ola regel. And as the Gemara in Chagiga brings down, that even a person has to have two eyes that see, that function as two eyes. Why? If he only has one eye that functions, then he's exempt as well. Why? Because the pasuk says, le ra'os. Ma ra'os v'shtei enav, af le ra'os v'shtei enav. Just like you see with two eyes, so too, you should be seen with two eyes that function, right? That's the reason why if someone sees you in the street and they say, nice to see you, the proper response is nice to be seen by you. Okay, so now we go back to this understanding. What does the 60 refer to in the 60 letters? The 60 letters refer to, as one explanation is, that refers to the 60 Giborim, the 60 mercenaries that guarded the throne of Shlomo HaMelech when he rested on his bed. Some say that he slept on 60 mattresses. Some say that he was surrounded by 60 guards. So the answer is that no, perhaps he was surrounded by the 60 letters comprising Yivrecha Hashem Yishrecha. Perhaps he was protected by the 60 letters, and perhaps Klal Yisrael was protected by the 60 letters. So therefore, we learn something valuable, that when someone goes up to Tzedochen and he blesses us, we should know that each one of these 60 letters, in its composite, all 15 words, all 3 phrases, really have a cosmic effect on the Jewish people, and they provide a certain level of shmirah. Obviously, if you daven in a Sephardic minyan, you're going to get a birchas kohanim every Shabbos. But if you're Ashkenaz and you have to wait for the Moadim to occur, then so be it. But just to conclude with one thought, and that is that Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmeracha mimamon. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the bracha that we should be watchful. Why? Because even the wealthiest people like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates are getting divorced. So the money doesn't buy you love, right? The Beatles said that one time. The second is the chayin, bichunecha, that we should always be found in good grace with our peers, with our family, with our community. And the last is that the word shalom refers to shalema, which is completeness. We should never lack anything. We should always have everything we need. And Baruch Hashem, that Baruch Hashem should always be manifest. And with that, I wanted to wish everyone a wonderful week, that we should take the bracha of Birchas Kohanim that we learned and that we heard being read to us in Shul this past Shabbos and encapsulate it so that it takes us, it propels us from one regal to the next with Shemira, and with Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Amunah Peshuta, and at Be'ezus Hashem, we shall know our Simcha going forward. Mordechai Plotzker in Elizabeth, New Jersey, wishing you the very best and a successful, prosperous week. All the best.